This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. And with me in the studio is Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Rob.
Today we're talking about robots and a new exhibition at London Science Museum, which is showing some of the amazing developments in robotic technology.
Robots are amazing machines that can really help do a lot of the physical work that we used to do as humans.
Of course, robots are not a new invention. They've been around for quite a while. Which brings me to today's question. Are you ready for this, Michelle?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I wonder if you know when the word robot was first used to describe a machine that does the work for humans.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in 1880, 1900, or in 1920?
It's a bit of a tricky one because they're all a bit earlier than I would have expected, but 1880 just seems a bit too early for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's between 1900 or 1920, but I'm going to play it safe and go with 1900, the middle one.
Okay, that's the beginning of the 20th century. Well, I'll reveal the correct answer at the end of the programme. But let's get back to this new exhibition called the Robotville Festival. It celebrates the most cutting-edge robot designs in the world, and it features 20 robots from laboratories across Europe.
By cutting-edge, we mean the most up-to-date or latest. And at the exhibition, you can see some of the latest inventions, such as a robot that finds things in your house, a robotic hand, and a robot designed to read and mimic or copy human expressions.
Now, robots have already proven to be very useful in industry. In car factories, for example, one-armed robots lift, weld and spray paint cars.
Wow, but their domestic use is still a long way off, according to Katrina Nilsson from the Science Museum, as we can hear. Listen out for the word she uses to describe jobs around the house.
I think everybody dreams of having a robot to help them out and doing domestic chores. I think it's a long way off. Robotics has come on a huge amount in recent years because of the money that research funds like the European Commission have put into robotics across Europe.
So she thinks robotics, that's the science of designing and operating robots, has developed a lot in Europe in the past few years. This is due to an increase in funding for research.
So there's more money available. But despite that, having robots helping us around the home to do domestic chores like the cleaning or washing is still a long way off.
That's a shame, isn't it? Because I could really do with someone helping me with the ironing.
Well, you may have a bit of a wait, Rob. But let's now talk about artificial intelligence, or AI for short. This technology now means robots can learn things for themselves, so they don't have to be controlled or programmed by humans.
This means robots are not only getting smaller and faster, they have the intelligence to be curious and to explore and to learn things.
So they're almost becoming human.
Well, one of the common features of the robots in this exhibition is that a lot of them have human features. The robotic hand is a close replica of a human hand, for example, and many of the robots are meant to mimic human looks and behaviour.
But it's actually quite strange to have these robots, which are quite human, but not exactly human.
Yes, it's a bit like that robot C-3PO in the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Yeah, do you remember him? Now, some people say this makes the exhibition a bit creepy. Let's hear from the BBC's Tim Muffett. Speaking to Katrina Nilsson again, she agrees that robots with human features can be quite unsettling.
Do we want them to look like humans? Because some of them here do look kind of human-like, but that gets a bit awkward for some people, doesn't it? It gets a bit tricky.
Yes, some of them look quite creepy. The more human they look, the creepier they look. And that's one of the things that the roboticists are exploring. How human do you want your robot to look?
I know what she means by creepy. If a robot looks so realistic that it seems almost human, it can be quite unnerving and you're not sure what it's thinking.
Katrina Nilsson says the roboticists, that's the people who design robots, are exploring how human we want robots to look. As long as they can help me with the ironing, I really don't mind how they look.
Well, as long as they don't become cleverer than us humans, otherwise they could be taking over the world.
Wow, it's the stuff of science fiction at the moment. Unlike today's question, which is about something in the past. Earlier, I asked you if you knew when the word robot was first used to describe a machine that does the work for humans. Was it in 1880, 1900, or 1920?
And my answer was 1900.
You said 1900, yeah. And you are wrong, I'm afraid.
What was it?
The word robot was first used in 1920 in a Czech play called RUR, Rossum's Universal Robots, in which mechanical slaves rebel against their human masters. The playwright Karel Čapek borrowed the word robot from the Slavic word robota, meaning a forced labourer. OK, Michelle? We've just time for you to remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard in today's programme.
OK, we had exhibition, cutting edge, laboratories, mimic, robotics, domestic chores, Artificial intelligence. Replica. Creepy. Science fiction.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, it's time to go now, but please join us again for another 6 Minute English very soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.